Chapter 14. They were back at Streeling now, and Selden's leg was stretched out on a hassock. Raish looked at him somberly. "Dad," he began, "you're not to go walking around Trantor on your own from now on." Selden frowned. "Why? Because of one incident?" "It was enough of an incident. You can't take care of yourself any longer. You're 70 years old, and your right leg will not support you in an emergency. And you have enemies."
"Enemies?"
"Yes, indeed. And you know it. Those sewer rats were not after simply anyone. They were not looking for just any unwary person to rip off. They identified you by calling out psychohistory, and they called you a creep. Why do you suppose that was?"
"I don't know why."
"That's because you live in a world all of your own, Dad, and you don't know what's going on Trantor. Don't you suppose the Trantorians know that their world is going downhill at a rapid rate? Don't you suppose they know that your psychohistory has been predicting this for years? Doesn't it occur to you that they may blame the messenger for the message? If things go bad, and they are going bad, there are many who think that you are responsible for it."
"Oh, I can't believe that."
"Why do you suppose there's a faction in the Galactic Library that wants you out of there? They don't want to be in the way when you are mobbed. So, you've got to take care of yourself. You can't go out alone. I'll have to be with you, or you will have to have bodyguards. That's the way it's going to be, Dad." Selden looked dreadfully unhappy. Raish softened and said, "But not for long, Dad. I've got a new job." Selden looked up. "A new job? What kind?"
"Teaching. At a university."
"Which university?"
"St. Annie."
Selden's lips trembled.
"St. Annie? That's 9,000 parsecs away from Trantor. It's a provincial world on the other side of the galaxy."
"Exactly. That's why I want to go there. I've been on Trantor all my life, Dad, and I'm tired of it. There's no world in all the Empire that's deteriorating the way Trantor is. It's become a haunt of crime with no one to protect us. The economy is limping, the technology is failing. St. Annie, on the other hand, is a decent world, still humming along. And I want to be there to build a new life, along with Manella and Wanda and Bellis. We're all going there in 2 months."
"All of you?"
"And you, Dad. And you. We wouldn't leave you behind on Trantor. You're coming with us to St. Annie."
Selden shook his head. "Impossible, Raish. You know that."
"Why impossible?"
"You know why.
The project. My psychohistory. Are you asking me to abandon my life's work?"
"Why not? It's abandoned you."
"You're mad."
"No, I'm not."
"Where are you going with it? You have no credits. You can't get any. There's no one left on Trantor who's willing to support you."
"For nearly 40 years.
"Yes, I admit that. But after all that time, you failed, Dad. There's no crime in failing. You've tried so hard and you've gone so far, but you've run into a deteriorating economy, a falling empire. It's the very thing you've been predicting for so long that's stopping you at last. So,
no, I will not stop. Somehow or other, I will keep going."
"I tell you what, Dad, if you're really going to be so stubborn, then take psychohistory with you. Start it again on St. Annie. There may be enough credits and enthusiasm to support it there."
"And the men and women who have been working for me so faithfully?"
"Oh, bull, Dad, they've been leaving you because you can't pay them. You hang around here for the rest of your life and you'll be alone."
"Oh, come on, Dad.
Do you think I like to talk to you in this way? It's because no one has wanted to, because no one has the heart to, that you're in your present predicament. Let's be honest with each other now. When you walk the streets of Trantor and you're attacked for no reason other than you're Harry Selden, don't you think it's time for a little bit of truth?"
"Never mind the truth. I have no intention of leaving Trantor."
Raish shook his head. "I was sure you'd be stubborn, Dad. You've got 2 months to change your mind. Think about it, will you?"